And it is just after 5:30, so it is now time for our weekly career slot in association with Slianua Careers. And with me now is Liam Horan, CEO of Slianua Careers. Liam, good evening and thanks a million for speaking with us.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Now, I have a question that was sent in via email from a listener. And it says, I was doing very well in a recent interview until they asked me, how do you manage your time and prioritise tasks? I made an absolute mess of it. I don't really have any system in place apart from scribbling a to-do list every day. I felt inadequate, even though I am pretty good at getting any work done. Any pointers on how I might have answered that question or any systems I should know about? That's coming from a listener and they just gave their name as DC.
Okay, well, the first thing I would say, and this is something I'm interested in, I'm a little bit nerdy myself when it comes to time management and that kind of stuff. Not great at it, but I'm fascinated by it. I suppose, first of all, what I'd say to this listener is that they do have a system in place. I mean, a to-do list is a time management system. It doesn't have to be something you've downloaded from the net or something you've read about. You know, your own way of getting your jobs done. And whenever I work with people going for job interview, I always kind of trying to get to think about the question beyond the question. So that's the question they ask, but what are they actually looking for? And what this interviewer was clearly looking for was the ability to get work done in some sort of sequence or in the right order. And it sounds to me like this DC has a system in place. So, you know, to describe how your to-do list, how you write it, how you work through it, that kind of stuff is a system of sorts. So I'd say that's the first thing, not to understate what you may have already in place. And the second thing I'd say is, yes, there are lots of good time management systems. There are theories on time management that are very interesting. For example, one is the Pomodoro technique, which is you do 25 minutes of work and then you take a break. And you set a timer. There are lots of timers on the internet for this now. You set a timer to achieve a task within 25 minutes and then you take a break. A lot of that is about how we as humans can function in intense bursts, but if we continuously work ourselves too hard, we will drain ourselves. So that allows for the break as well. But it also, you know, nothing concentrates the mind quite like a deadline. It also imposes deadlines throughout your day so that you get certain things done when you need to get them done. So you might say, I'm going to need two of these 25-minute periods to get this bit of work done, or I'm going to get the following three bits of work done in this 25-minute period. So that's something that if somebody's interested in this area and finds time management a problem, it's called the Pomodoro technique. It's not a bad place to start at all. Closely related to time management, obviously, is information management. And I'm of the view that information management has become a really huge issue for most people now because there's so much stuff coming at us, so much interesting stuff. If you're studying, you're getting lots of stuff from the internet. If you're researching a business idea, if you're preparing for a job interview, there's so much stuff coming at you that arranging that information and having it available to you when you need it is crucially important. I think people need to invest as much in their information management systems as their time management systems. Very good ones, for example, Microsoft's OneNote is a fantastic system. It's really set up to complement the sort of lifestyles we now lead, which are on the road, on the move, high mobility kind of lifestyles. That's one. But people can even, you know, by using their Windows on their PC, can arrange information logically. I suppose the overall point I would say is to understand that information will overwhelm you, and if information overwhelms you, your time management goes wrong as well. So to really think about it, to read about it, and get it in order, because in the nature of what we do, we deal with clients every day, and we see lots of people who come to us who are getting overwhelmed by the information they're gathering for a job interview. So what might it be like if you're going into a job, actually? You know, what are the perils of that if you don't manage that tightly? So there are just a few points I would make at the outset to DC.
And in terms of information for a job interview, is it the case that less is more?
I think coming towards the job interview, you need to be reducing your information intake in the last couple of days. So, you know, you do a lot of research a week beforehand, perhaps, and then as it gets closer, you reduce it to bullet points, you reduce the information to the most important stuff. Don't confuse quantity with quality, and that's something that It is a temptation for people. It may go back to our education system where people get in the habit of trying to know everything about the company. And really, you don't need to know everything. You just need to know the key stuff. So you need to forget certain things as well or overlook certain things while you're doing your research. On the day of the interview itself, we recommend our clients to have one page with about 10 bullet points on it. in their pocket going to the interview that they can sit reading in the foyer. At that stage, you have to trust your own, you know, your own articulation or your own recall that what you want to say will get said. If you, you know, it's like cramming for an exam. If you cram late the night before, you know, there's a danger you'll leave yourself overloaded and not fresh enough for the day itself. And an interview is a lot like that. So yes, less is more, particularly the closer you get to an interview.
And indeed, it could be so detrimental to go into an interview and just become flustered and have almost too much information.
Yes, because you need to have your information arranged so that it comes out in a kind of a logical sequence. You know, and you have to allow the fact as well that you'll be nervous in an interview. So don't put too much pressure on yourself trying to remember too many things. Because on the day, as I said, nerves will click in. And a related point to that, Marie, is that people have a very high expectation of themselves in an interview. They expect to go into an interview and speak in a kind of a seamless piece of recitation almost, that there should be no ums or no ahs or any of that kind of thing. Be easy on yourself. Let yourself do middling. Don't expect to be absolutely brilliant in every single answer. You know, and if you're, as I said, nervous and overloaded with information, chances are you won't be very fluid or free and easy in the interview. It needs to be a very fluid, free and easy kind of a conversation in the actual interview itself.
Liam Horan, CEO of Slea Nua Careers, thank you as always for our weekly career slot. And if any of our listeners have any queries or questions to put to Liam Horan in next week's career slot, they can email us here at info@crcfm.ie. Or you can call us directly on 094 902 5555.